Speaking of the World Game and the A-League, we're in semi-final mode. Last night it was Adelaide hosting Central Coast Mariners, and it was Melbourne City. Where am I going? Melbourne City, and it was nil all at the end of full time in that first leg of the two-leg semi-final action. So Melbourne City hosting Adelaide United on Sunday in the second leg, and on Saturday night, or Saturday 5:15, in fact, Melbourne Victory host Western United to see who goes through to the A-League Grand Final. They go in with a one-goal lead after a 1-0 victory on Tuesday night. John Aloisi is the coach of Western United, who joins us on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Were you upset with the result? Because really, I watched a fair bit of that game in the end, and you didn't play that bad. It was a pretty even hand, wasn't it, that game, I reckon?
Yeah, disappointed in the end result, but happy with the performance.
Yeah.
We started the game really well. We only had a three-day turnaround because we played Wellington on Saturday, and obviously Victory had their weekend off, and we did well. Just didn't take our opportunities, and it took a cracker from Brimmer to really separate the two sides. And but we ended the game well. The boys feel confident, feel good, and can't wait for Saturday now.
It was a cracker. It was ridiculously good, the goal, which was the only real separation. So outside of the result, you take a fair bit of confidence into the next game?
Yeah, we do. We know it's going to be a difficult game. It'll be, I think, very similar, tight game, two sides that are really well organised, and it will take, you know, something brilliant to separate the two sides, or you know, it will just be a you know, fine margin. We know we have to win. If we win 1-0 or by one goal, we'll go off extra time, but our main focus is to really stay, you know, with the way that we're playing, stick to our structures, and, you know, we've believe that we'll get the result we need.
I was going to ask you, I'm interested in that conversation about, you know, play the way you want to play and stick to your structures. You don't get a bit more aggressive, you know, be a bit more cavalier, I suppose, if the game's not going to terms in the first half, because you do have to score to win this?
Look, you don't want to get too carried away, you know, from the start, because, again, if you open up too much, you know, from the word go, and then you concede, then it's a real uphill battle. So you have to make sure that, you know, you stay in the game, you stay focused in what we're trying to do. And, yeah, of course, as the game goes on and when you're chasing, you know, a goal or you're chasing the game a little bit, you might start to open up a little bit. But you still have to make sure that you don't get caught on the counter, don't leave yourself too open. And that's what we did in the last 15 minutes when just after they scored. We were still patient. We still had our opportunities, and we made sure we limited them. So, you know, I'm not sure how it will go from the start, whether they'll come out and try and kill the game off and kill the tie off, but we'll be ready for whatever happens.
Daniel kind of stole my question. I was going to ask
Sorry.
A similar sort of question, John.
Sorry.
That if the game, if going into this was nil-nil and there wasn't a goal at all, would you go into it from a planning perspective any differently to going in 1-0 down?
Not really, no, because it's you know, 90 minutes is a long time, and a lot can happen in that time. And you know, you don't want to change too much, you know, what you do, because you know the players are used to what you're doing and understand, you know, the way that we want to play. And I'm sure it's the same for Victory. I'm sure Victory, you know, feel the same. I don't think they'll sit off too much. I think they'll still try and play their game. And that's what makes it intriguing, because you know, it is virtually half time of a game, except that it's a 90 minute half for us, and it's at a, you know, our home stadium, Amy Park, which we've had a few home stations this season, but it's not too different for us. It's not like Melbourne City and Adelaide United. Now Melbourne City have got all the advantage because they play at home in front of their home fans, whereas, you know, we're playing at the stadium that we played on that Tuesday night. So it's pretty similar in terms of all the surroundings and all the you know, the build-up to it. And I think it will be a very similar game.
Yeah, we were talking about this actually, John, earlier in the week, the uniqueness of the fact that it's essentially a game of football over 180 minutes because it's, you know, same venue. It's not like Melbourne City where they've had to go and play in Adelaide last night and then come back and play in Melbourne. It's almost exactly the same for the two games.
It is. It is exactly the same. Look, the game will change a little bit. It's like, you know, at when you're 1-0 down at half time, you know, the game does change a little bit, and you know, you might have to push a little bit harder to get that equaliser than to hopefully go on and win the game. So it makes it for an exciting second leg, that's for sure, because it's still well even, it's still well poised. Two really good sides that are you know, are in good form and going at each other, and you know, I expect you know, a big crowd there, so the atmosphere will be good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So 1-0 down going into this one, are you as confident as you were going into the first game that you can still get the result despite the current scoreline?
Yeah, probably more confident after the way the boys performed in the first leg. You know, of course we're down, but we were happy, and we could see in the boys' faces after the game, you know, how they've started to believe that we've got this, and we've got a really good opportunity, because the way that we played and the way that the boys are feeling physically, it shows that we can match it with victory, and you know, we created a number of good opportunities. So just as confident, if not more confident.
So coming into the series, we spoke to you through the year a couple of times through the A-League season, the home and away season, and you were going so well for so long, and maintaining the rage all the way through is one of the great challenges for any sport, let alone football codes across the planet. Were you a little bit concerned about the finish to the season? There was a 1-0 loss to the Mariners, the 1-0 draw against the Jets, 2-1 Adelaide loss, then you beat the Phoenix coming into the finals. Were you a bit concerned about how it was travelling, tapering off into the finals campaign?
Not really, because we actually saw the way we were playing, and we were playing quite well. They take away the Mariners game, which I didn't think we performed so well, and all the injuries that we've had, you know, of late is, you know, is the players that have come in. It takes them a few games to get going, but that proves to fill in really well at the moment. So, you know, we probably, you know, we don't want to look for excuses, that because we still performed really well over that period, but, you know, there was a lot of travel in there. We played all those three games away from home.
Yep.
And then, you know, we had our home games in Tasmania just before that. So, all in all, we were pleased with the way we were going. Yeah, of course, we'd have loved to have won all those games, but it's a tough league, and but the performances were there, and physically we feel good, and that's the most important thing, because if you do that and you feel good physically, mentally, then, you know, we should be right for finals. And then that showed against Wellington, and then within a three-day turnaround, you know, the way that we played against Victory shows that we're ready for it.
So what do you do for training now this week? You play Tuesday night and you're playing Saturday evening in the second leg. What are the days in between look like from a load perspective?
Look, yesterday was all about recovery for the boys, and then today is a little bit more recovery, but on feet, you know, the feeling the ball again. And then it will be tomorrow, the main tactical session, and we'll do a video review, but also preview for the game, because, you know, we're playing the same side. There'll be very similar things that will happen within the game, so we'll be mainly focusing on that. And but the most important thing is the boys' recovery, because that you know, it's these games take a lot out of you, and they have to recover well, and they do that. And you know, it's food, you know, what they eat, the drink, sleep, and then, you know, the recovery that we can organise for them with Pilates this morning, and so all those things will hold them in good stead come game time.
And from a tactical perspective, before we let you go, is there anything you saw on Tuesday night from them that you might be able to exploit in the second leg?
Oh, look, there's plenty. But, you know, you don't want to think that it's going to be the same, exactly the same, and they'll leave exactly the same spaces, because, you know, they'll probably see it and see, well, that where we were hurting them that night. And also they'll look at our, you know, side and think that there was opportunities that they missed. And so, look, we just have to make sure that our players and the movements that we make and the runs that we make, that we see where there might be space and try and exploit it. But, you know, for both sides, there'll be opportunities. And, yeah, at the moment, we'll just analyse again with the players and make sure that we're prepared for Saturday night.
Big crowd expected, 5:15, Amy Park, for the second leg of the semi-final between the Melbourne Victory and Western United. John, always a pleasure chatting to you. We really appreciate your insight into the team and the game. We look forward to seeing a great performance on Saturday night. Go get them.
Thanks a lot, guys.
John Aloisi, the coach of Western United. 1-0 down in the semi-final series against Melbourne Victory. 5:15, check your local guides. I think it's Ticker Tech if you want to go and say good day to the crew there at Amy Park on Saturday evening. And as I mentioned, Sunday, at the same venue, Melbourne City will host Adelaide in their second leg, the return leg, with the scores currently 0-0. Speaking of scores, Extra time, 117 minutes in. It's still 1-1 for Frankfurt and Rangers in the Europa League final. So 3 minutes to go in extra time, and then we'll get to penalties.
Isn't it interesting that John said that they're more confident of winning despite being 1-0 down based on what they saw on the weekend? I thought that was interesting.
It was just a moment of magic. Moment of magic from Bremer that separated the teams scoreboard-wise. So if you can find a way to take that moment away and do your thing, I don't see why you can't be as confident as John was. We'll see. We'll get to a break.